Step 14, Alda Merini. At the beginning of the mule track that leads to Brunate, we can see a sign with the portrait of Alda Merini, copied from a drawing by Arnoldo Mosca Mondadori. To many people, it may seem strange to see this Milan poet here in Como, but Alda Merini is tied to our city thanks to her origins. Brunate, where her climb terminates, was her father's birthplace, and her grandparents Maddalena and Giovanni had lived here. The picture of the latter is displayed in the headquarters of the Society of Mutual Aid, founded by him. Alda Merini was born on the 21st of March 1931, as one of her most famous poems says, but there are many other things to discover about her. Merini herself tells us that she was raised in Milan by a loving father and a strict mother, that she didn't enter grammar school because she didn't pass the Italian test, and that she debuted as a pianist at 15 years old. In 1947, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and was interned for a month in Villa Tura Clinic in Milan. But already in 1950, Giacinto Spagnoletti published some of her poems in the Anthology of Italian Contemporary Poetry 1909-1949. Since then, she published many poetry collections, until she was interned once again between 1964 and 1972 in Paolo Pini Hospital in Milan. From 1979, she resumed writing, creating her most intense texts, also due to her dramatic experience in an asylum. In these years, she alternated between personal and family crisis and writing. She returned to fame as a poet with The Holy Land, and in 1994 she published her autobiography, Crime of Life, which she started out by describing her origins, tied to Como since the beginning. Here's what she writes. I was born on the 21st of March 1931 at 5 o'clock on a rainy Friday afternoon in a house that was on Via San Vincenzo in Milan. The house was poor, but my parents were sumptuous. My mother, the daughter of teachers from Lodi, didn't want to study, but she was a woman of great natural culture and of profound common sense. My father, a very fine intellectual, the son of a count from Como and of a modest peasant from Brunate, had the noblest of features. Taciturn and modest, he knew the art of raising his children well and was my first teacher. He was an insurer by profession, renowned for the rectitude of his soul and honesty. He taught me as a child to read and write, and I had in him a great caregiver and an all-loving father. He was an atheist, as was customary in his family, and he converted to Catholicism only to please my mother, who was a woman of great beauty and strong iron will. As far as religion is concerned, he never denied me my attachment to those which Pasolini defines as sacrilegious prayer cards. My deep love for literature, my great ambition towards knowledge, persuaded my father to give me a dictionary when I was only 5. Sitting on his knees, I asked every evening the meaning of at least 10 words, and he explained them to me. At 8 years old, I had memorized all the Divine Comedy, and I studied for long hours every day. In the last years of her life, religious inspiration became more and more intense, as is shown by her Poema della Croce, that is, Poem of the Cross. In 2001, she was shortlisted for the Nobel Prize for Literature for her collections Unpaid Ballad and La Pazza della Porta Accanto, The Crazy Lady Next Door. Alda Merini died on the 1st of November 2009, at 78, at San Paolo Hospital in Milan. An international prize for literature named in her honour has been held in Brunate since 2011. We may say that this remarkable woman was a daughter, or rather a granddaughter, of our beautiful city. And now, step by step, we continue to climb up on the way on which she walked years ago. I was born on the 21st in spring, but I didn't know that to be born insane, to open the clouds, could unleash the storm. Thus Proserpina the mild sees the rain on the meadows, on the huge gentle wheat fields, and always cries in the evening. Perhaps it's her prayer. Father of mine, we are born not only to die, but to walk for long on feet that do not know their home, and travel beyond every mountain. The shadow of your hands, Father, is like a ship that passes on my body, which is earth, exhausted earth. Elsewhere is the singing, elsewhere is the word, and God cannot pronounce it.